Point Perpendicular Lighthouse is located on the northern headland of Jervis Bay. It was built in 1899 to replace the Cape St George Lighthouse, which was miss-sighted by the contractor in 1863, a problem they lived with for almost 40 years until they built Point Perpendicular to replace it. The reason being that Point Perpendicular is much more visible to ships coming from the south, which in the early colony days is where the ships were coming from. The lighthouse is unique in that it was the first lighthouse built of concrete precast blocks on site, which greatly reduced both the expertise and the time that it takes to build a lighthouse, much simpler way of construction and also very durable. Unfortunately, in 1993, as part of the automation process, the Australian Maritime Safety Authority decided that Point Perpendicular, along with some other lights, was not required to operate out of the historic lighthouse anymore, largely because they have to generate diesel power there. And at the time, solar power wasn't viable in lights. That, of course, is different now, and things are done differently. But unfortunately, Point Perpendicular, along with Green Cape and South Solitary Island in New South Wales, were closed and solar lights were installed. The light was then handed over to the Department of Defence for care and safekeeping, and with the view that there would be public access. And to a certain extent, there has been public access to the site, but unfortunately not to the tower. And also, there has been no maintenance done on the tower since that time. And the marine environment down there is extremely harsh. It's a tower that is built of iron at the top. The lantern part of it is iron and copper, and it's rapidly falling into a serious state of disrepair. It's a very important piece of heritage, both because of its unique construction, its location. It is considered the most iconic location by both visitors and residents of the South Coast. Lighthouses of Australia would really like to see, firstly, the light restored, and secondly, an appropriate adaptive reuse of the site. And that's what's been lacking at Point Perpendicular.
So is there any functional value about it? I mean, recently we spoke about the Wollongong Head Lighthouse, and that's still important to ships coming into Port Kembla, but what about Point Perpendicular? Is it still serving a purpose down there from a marine perspective?
Well, the light has been replaced with a solar tower which stands beside it. But the technology now would allow all of that to operate out of the old tower. So from a navigation perspective, it is still an important site, and we think that the light will operate there for a very long time. And one of the possible adaptive reuses, of course, would be to put solar into the old light. The other thing that's important about lights like Point Perpendicular is the huge amount of people history involved. There were three keepers there right up until when the light was electrified in 1964. And with all the trials that go with that, people died on a lot of those stations. A lot of children were lost in those days. They didn't always get along. There was a bit of fighting occasionally between the residents. So the history side alone is long. There are people that are buried there. There's many ashes being spread there by ex-keepers. The people side of it's important as well. And we get a lot of requests for information on keepers and history of keepers.
That sounds really interesting to me, Ian, that history there. And obviously, the location of lighthouses is beautiful and spectacular in itself, but coupled with that historical side too, it would lead you to ask why it's been a hard thing to achieve to try and get lighthouses preserved. Why do you think that is? Is it a money issue, or are people really not that interested in these things anymore?
That's an interesting question. If we were standing in South Africa, any building over 60 years old automatically has a heritage listing. It doesn't mean you can't do something with the building. It means that you have to review it thoroughly to do anything to the building. I think in Australia we have, in some cases, a general disregard for history. It seems that we don't care about our heritage buildings. We all accept that things move on, and technology has moved on for lighthouses. But what we need to do is find better ways for adaptive reuse. And I think with Point Perpendicular, it's such an iconic location, I'm sure that we can if Department of Defence are prepared to work with people, find a very good adaptive reuse, we need to keep the history, or we will have none left.
Lighthouse men, you're going to help us all. Some will save and some will fall. Show you where the danger lies. But he can't help it if you capsize.
You're listening to ABC Local Radio, and this is Ian Clifford, Vice President of Lighthouses Australia, talking about Point Perpendicular in this instance, located in Jervis Bay on the south coast. Ian, you've been a fan of lighthouses for many years now. You're a surfer. They sort of sit up on the out of the corner of your eye almost when you're out there trying to catch a wave. And that life that you mentioned of the lighthouse keeper, that would have been a pretty solitary sort of existence, a pretty lonely existence, I'd imagine.
Well, very. In those days, most of the supply was by ship, sometimes only twice a year. You were lucky if you got a station like Cape Byron, where you actually had a town and a school. Quite a few lighthouses in the early days had schools prior to correspondence schooling. Very isolated life and very difficult life. They were very difficult times, and it wasn't a generous remuneration package for lightkeepers either. So they did it fairly hard, and they were moved around a bit as a compensation to that. So if you got, I guess, in New South Wales, South Solitary was one of the tougher stations. You're on an island, you were stuck out there, and God help you if you didn't get along with the people you're out there with. The story of South Solitary that I recount is that one of the children died, and the only place they could put the child was in a bathtub, which they sealed till the ship came. It was a hard life.
But there is a romantic history to lighthouses too, I think. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. Some people love the romantic side of the lighthouses, but I'm not sure that if you were in a keeper's shoes back in those days, there was a lot of romance. There's a lot of painting and a lot of climbing towers, but a lot of keepers love the lifestyle. If you were that way inclined, you did love the lifestyle, and it would have been a very attractive lifestyle for some.
Yeah, it's funny how you mentioned the keepers might not have found it to be too romantic. I'm just thinking of the days of the horse and cart, and we think of that's pretty romantic too, until you have to start tending to the horses and it takes you a couple of days to get somewhere. Ian, it's a spectacular hobby that you have in terms of looking after a whole lot of lighthouses on the south coast. Must be a pretty satisfying job of yours, not having to live that life of the lighthouse keeper, but still keep a hand in it at the same time.
Well, it's cheating really, isn't it? But it is. It's good to be able to make a difference. And I think if we can make a difference to the lights that are falling into disrepair and keep that part of our heritage, then I'll feel very satisfied.